We're into the closing stages now of the 2010 Grand National 2 to jump. There's lots of horses in it. There's lots of riders. We've got a bloke with a green and a blue top, and a bloke with a blue and white top as well, with a purple bloke as well.
So out in front is Black Appalachi leading the race over the... Now one jump left to go. He cleared that one nice, but he's having to push his horse to keep its nose ahead of the other three. So a contender coming up on the outside in the green and yellow, wearing the white hat, pushing ahead, pressing up against Black Appalachi as they take the final fence. Okay, and they're cleared. And we're just looking to see who's going to be leading at the moment. It looks like it's the chap with the yellow and green and the white hat.
Definitely, there's definitely someone in the lead with two closing in as well. There's only three in it. Lots of greens, lots of purples, lots of yellows. One of them streaking ahead. We've got to find our ways.
Number six streaking ahead of number four, which is ahead of Black Appalachi, just in the final straight, whipping their horses as much as they can.
Settle down.
Bet you've never been flogged like that before. And it looks like he's going to clear it. He's leading them a merry dance as he goes into the final straight.
He's been flogged by a winner.
Into the final of the Grand National. And the winner is...
A horse. Well done to that horse. We think it's Black Appalachi.
No, it's not. It's not a black horse.
No, yes, but it's Black Appalachi.
No, it's number six. The winner is Don't Push It.
And don't you push it either. What a race.
AP McCoy is the jockey. Number six, the winner of the Grand National, odds of 10-1.
AP McCoy, it's the first time he's won it.
Way!
And it's the only one he's not won before. What a dream audio boo from me, JP.
And me, Rollo.
What a winner.